Last week I was over in Edinburgh. I'd been at a meeting at the church offices, and getting back to the railway station, realised that I'd just missed the train that I was going for, and I had to wait for a whole hour. So I thought, well, rather than just sit and wait in the railway station, I'll go for a wander up along Princes Street and round the St James Shopping Centre. And I popped into one of the shops just to look at something, and a salesman came up to me and he said, "Can I help you, sir?" And of course I said, "Oh, no, I'm just looking." Salesmen, of course, can be of great assistance to us if we actually need their help, but so often we try to keep them at a safe distance, don't we? "I'm just looking." And really that's a coded expression that means go away, leave me alone. We're interested, but we're not willing to commit. We're curious, but we don't want someone pressurizing us into making a purchase. "I'm just looking, thank you very much." Well, that sense of just looking is at the heart of our gospel today. For ourselves, every bit as much as for the character at the center of the story. And there's a strange series of things that happen as Jesus passes through Jericho, as he passes on his way to Jerusalem. And they all have to do with a short little man named Zacchaeus. A name that is the first oddity itself in the story. For Zacchaeus in Hebrew, I'm told, means clean. And that was precisely what this little man was not. He was the chief tax collector in Jericho. That rendered him not clean, but an outcast. So Mr. Clean was really Mr. Unclean. His name is the opposite of the spiritual state, of his spiritual state in the eyes of his neighbours. He's a sort of walking oxymoron, dirty Mr. Clean. And in a marvellous understatement, Luke in his gospel adds that he was also a wealthy man. Actually, given the location of Jericho, which is right at the intersection of two main trade routes, one running north-south, the other running east-west, Jericho was a very important place, and it would be difficult for the chief tax collector of that place not to be very rich. So to add it up, Zacchaeus is the head tax collector of Jericho. He taxes people as kind of poll tax as they navigate the roads through Jericho, heading for Jerusalem or heading somewhere else. That made him in the thick of it with the Romans, liable to be skimming off a whole bunch of money for himself, and in the process making himself very rich. But of course, in the process, he also was making himself an outcast from his own people. Now, the next strange thing that we notice is that we find Zacchaeus just as Jesus is making his way through Jericho. His destination, of course, Jerusalem, ultimately Golgotha, the place of the cross. And for some reason, Zacchaeus was, he was trying to see who Jesus was. Was it curiosity? Was he responding to some of the rumours he'd heard about Jesus' habit of caring for outcasts, which he knew himself to be? We don't really know. But Zacchaeus was curious that day, curious enough that day when Jesus came to Jericho to find himself in the state of just looking. There was a big crowd and he was a small man. And so he shinned up a sycamore tree. Not the kind of sycamores we have in this country, but a tree with broad branches, a bit like a fig tree or a vine tree. He found the tree to be the perfect solution, for up high there, above the noisy crowd, he could get a glimpse of Jesus, albeit from a safe distance. And if he was honest with himself, he didn't really want to be in the crowd anyway, because he didn't have any friends to stand with. Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector for the Roman government in this prosperous crossing town. His position may have made him one of the most hated men in Jericho. He worked for the occupying forces. He was therefore a traitor to his own people. He made money off his neighbours as part of a system primed for corruption, and he was obliged to send in only what the Romans expected. Anything above that he took, he was free to keep. So Luke is right in saying he was wealthy. In his case, that wealth is an indictment rather than a description. Who would make room for him in the crowd? Who would want to be seen with him? No one. So he finds himself up that tree. And then on that day he's up the tree, along comes Jesus. The word has spread about Jesus. Zacchaeus is just one of many in Jericho who would like to see him. But what does Zacchaeus expect to see? Would he like what he saw in Jesus or not? On the one hand, maybe he's heard that Jesus was known for eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners. Maybe he's heard that in some of Jesus' stories, it's the tax collector who's the hero, and the Pharisee who comes across as the fool. Maybe he's heard that there's a man named Levi who was once a tax collector, who's now among Jesus' closest followers. And on the other hand, maybe Zacchaeus has heard that Jesus told the rich man to sell all that he had and follow him. And so he's up there in that tree with conflicting emotions. Maybe he's heard Jesus' statement that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter heaven. After all, Levi had to leave behind his tax collecting booth in order to follow that same Jesus. So maybe the most we can say with any confidence about Zacchaeus is that he was curious. He was just looking. He wanted to see Jesus. He doesn't want to meet him, just to look. He doesn't want to touch him or be touched by him. He certainly doesn't want him to come to him for healing. He wants to look, to observe, but from a safe distance. Zacchaeus thinks he's safe in the tree, where he can watch, where no one will confuse him with the cheering crowd, where no one needs to know where he personally stands, where he can't touch or be touched, where he's safe to say, "I'm just looking, thank you." And if anyone accidentally spies him up there in the tree, "I'm just looking." But suddenly this Zacchaeus, this funny little man up that sycamore tree, seems a little more familiar, because don't you and I have times when it's easier to stay in our own tree, to watch the events of the world as a spectator rather than get down and get involved, rather than come down among the crowd and the dirt and the noise and the needs and the confusion and put one foot in front of the other and follow Jesus? Isn't it easier sometimes to say, "I'm just looking," when we're asked to help or to give or to get involved in some project? I suppose there would be a different sermon from this passage for those of us who try to do everything, who need to learn sometimes to say no, who need to work on some more Sabbath time in our lives. But for others of us, is it time to get involved, to stop being a spectator, to join in the action? Maybe it's time to take on some ministry in the church or to get involved in some project in the community. Sometimes I know getting involved in a church takes a great leap of faith. Church shopping, which many do, is not a bad thing. Many of us have shopped our way around different churches and find ourselves in the Church of Scotland, or find ourselves in a particular parish church. Perhaps we did that coming here to St. Leonard's. It's important, yes, for people to look around and to explore different faith communities, to find a place where they can worship God and grow spiritually and participate and serve and be at home and yet also be challenged. But there can be a danger sometimes that people don't ever come down out of their tree and say, "This is it, here I am, I'm going to get involved now." Or in our faith lives, Perhaps wanting to see Jesus as a good thing, but do we keep him safely at arm's length? Do we simply ponder Jesus from a distance rather than meet him, come to know him, to love him, to serve him, to be challenged and changed by him? Rather than to grow more and more into his image and likeness, rather than discover the meaning of our lives through a deep relationship with him, empowered by prayer, nurtured by participation in the faith community, nourished by the sacraments. Well, that day in Jericho, Jesus looked up into the tree. He saw the little man clinging to the branch and commanded him to come down because he needed him. Jesus needed Zacchaeus. He needed his hospitality. He needed his welcome. He needed his company. Jesus plucked Zacchaeus out of the tree like you would pluck a piece of fruit. And Zacchaeus was happy, happy to come down. He could have said no. It would have cost Zacchaeus less. It would have attracted less attention in Jericho. It would have prevented the townspeople from having one more reason to grumble about something Zacchaeus did. We know it may seem easier to go on with our lives and continue our preoccupation with ourselves and our own agendas rather than allowing the Messiah to invite himself over to lunch and allow him to delve into our truest selves. It might be easier to say, I'm just looking, thank you. But if we're honest, then we know from experience that it's not easier to go on with our own preoccupations. It's not easier to try and take care of our worries ourselves. That actually there is a tremendous ease and grace in letting Jesus lift our burdens from us, to give ourselves over to Christ, to let Christ set free our agendas. It really is easier to stop scrambling up trees and allow ourselves to know the one who knows us completely and who loves us despite that. Like Zacchaeus, we can take the chance. We can invite Jesus in and watch the radical realigning of our lives. And Zacchaeus' life changes greatly. Something in his encounter with Jesus changed the way Zacchaeus saw the world. Now he could see people in need, whereas before he only saw people he could use. And he responds, and he gives back to them many times sometimes what he's cheated. That's part of what happens when we come out of our tree and allow Jesus to touch us. Whereas before we might just be looking, Jesus enables us to really see. Now we see people with real needs. People who need to know about Jesus. People in this community. We see real opportunities to get involved. We see the true beauty in other people. We see the astonishing array of gifts that God has given us and our community. Salvation comes to Zacchaeus. It comes to his house. He is forever changed from a taker into a giver. And Zacchaeus is not unique because we see that same process over and over and over again. Perhaps in our own lives and the lives of those seated around us this morning. For when Jesus finds a home with us, the result is a generous heart. Giving becomes a joy and not a burden. And what's given may be money or it may be time, it may be some ability that we can share, but time and time again, when Jesus plucks us out of our tree, we ripen into givers, not takers. We ripen into workers, not watchers. We ripen into people who serve rather than observe. Jesus isn't coming to Dunfermline. this morning, because Jesus is already here. And he may be looking up at you and inviting you out of some safe but lonely perch. And this morning, he may be inviting you into the kingdom of God. Let's pray.